Well, I want to welcome artists Aaron Elder and Alicia Lueras Maldonado. They are involved with the South Valley Studio Tour, which takes place Sunday, November 10th, in the South Valley of Albuquerque. Thank you all for joining us on Women's Focus.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Aaron, I wanted to start with you because this is the third year you've been involved
Correct.
With this. What was the impetus to start the South Valley Studio Tour?
The South Valley is my neighborhood. It's where I live. And myself and a few neighbors, we started talking about the fact that we were artists and we were curious to connect with other artists in the neighborhood. It seemed like there were quite a few. So we thought organizing a studio tour would be a great way to get to know each other and kind of publicly showcase the creativity that lives in this really amazing place.
And what is your medium?
I draw and paint and a bunch of other things. But,
okay.
You know, as creative people, we wear a lot of hats.
And Alicia, what about you?
Well, I was invited by a friend who also lives in the South Valley. Her name's Hillary Hill, and she'll be part of the show. And I ran into her a couple months back, and she said, hey, you should be a part of this. She's like, you're born and raised in the South Valley. You're an artist. And we really want to have more representation of people that are born and raised in the South Valley be a part of the tour. And so I spoke with her, and I spoke with Suzanne Sparge from 516 Arts, and she was also encouraging me to be a part of it. I thought it'd be fantastic to network as well with other artists and to really have a voice of us local folks from the South Valley be a part of the tour. Mm-hmm. And I'll be showing some of my photographs,
mm-hmm.
Which is something I've done for many, many years. So I'll be showing some photographs at Hillary's studio. So we live down the Acequia from each other. So
we're
neighbors. And so I'll be showing at her place.
You know, I think there's studio tours all over New Mexico, and they're often in kind of quaint little towns in northern New Mexico.
Dixon,
right.
Taos, wherever.
And so I think it's interesting that you are showcasing a side of the South Valley in Albuquerque that people might not realize exists. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, I think that the South Valley faces a lot of challenges, you know, as someone who's born and raised there, and my father's family, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, I mean, we're all from the Atrisco area, and we're part of the Atrisco land-grant families.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a place that has been neglected and overlooked. With that, there's also just such a natural beauty in the area because it is a more rural part of the city, and parts of it are incorporated and parts of it are not. So where I live is in the county. I don't get to vote for, you know, city councilors or the mayor or, you know, we have our county commissioners and our school board reps. So it's a challenge in that regard to balance how funds are addressed within the South Valley and to get, like, you know, good roads and maintenance of trails and sidewalks and services in the South Valley. So that's always been a challenge for those of us that live down there. But within all of that, it's a beautiful place to be. You can have a farm. You can grow your vegetables. You can garden. It's close to the bosque. And it still maintains the acequias, which I think are a hugely important part of those of us and our families who have had water rights and continue to want to maintain those and to grow down there. So I think that is what has attracted artists, I would say,
mm-hmm.
and folks who want to settle down in the South Valley as a place that is close-knit, long history, and just steeped in culture
mm-hmm.
and history. And so I think that draws people down there.
Yeah, and I think people who come on the tour will get to see a really broad terrain because it is such a large neighborhood. And one thing I love about studio tours is that we bring people into our homes. So it's not like, you know, going down the main street and visiting the businesses, which of course you're encouraged to do, but you're actually going into somebody's domestic private space. So there's this kind of generosity that comes along with the form of the studio tour. And in between those studios, people get to kind of discover the place and see for themselves how beautiful it is, which is, I think, really important because, like you said, the South Valley sometimes is overlooked and unknown to a lot of people in Albuquerque have never even crossed the river to see where we live.
What strikes me just listening to you two talk is a long time ago, I went on the Dixon studio tour. I didn't really know much about that area. I had moved here And I started asking people, like, why? Why are there so many artists here? Why do they settle here? And I quickly, unintentionally, uncovered some tension around that is, as you know, can be a thing in northern New Mexico or in other communities where outsiders have come in and taken advantage of perhaps cheaper real estate, or it's gorgeous. And I'm not hearing that here. I don't want to sugarcoat, but this sounds like a really interesting effort with people like Aaron, who's not from the South Valley. Alicia, you were born and raised there, and you're sort of showcasing. Well, I guess what I'm saying is, like, you guys seem to have figured it out.
Well, thank you.
I hope.
I have to say that there has been pushback, and I have personally been called into question for why I'm participating. And I know that there are folks in the South Valley that have issues with the South Valley Studio Tour taking place in terms of, like, will it gentrify? Will it bring in folks that will want to gentrify the neighborhood?
I know that's always a concern in the South Valley.
And there is a lot of cheap real estate. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of land. Mm-hmm. So I think that we are in a place as artists where we can come together and hold space for those types of dialogue. And mm-hmm. that's the type of person that I am, because I think it's important to be able to state what our concerns are as Native people from the South Valley. And we know that folks are going to continue to come there and mm-hmm. want to live there and want to enjoy all the beautiful things that it has to offer. And we need to figure out how to have those conversations and those mm-hmm. dialogues to make sure that our neighborhoods are maintained, that our culture is maintained, that it's not exploited, that it's not gentrified, because mm-hmm. those are real concerns and real issues. And so I think this is one avenue for being able to have that conversation mm-hmm. and being able to share with each other our art, our culture, our food, mm-hmm. our what we love. And I think for me, that's why I was very excited when I was asked to help put together a performance showcase for this year.
Yeah, that's really, that you haven't done that before, right?
No, and I think just to build on what you're saying, like when we first started the studio tour, I think it was sort of like, can we pull this off? And we were amazed that in a couple of months we could get 20 local artists to self-organize and open their space and promote it. And the second year was sort of like, you know, making sure that we, you know, followed through and we could do it again. It was this kind of replicable model. And after the second year, we realized that we could do a lot more to reach out to all kinds of people, to find people like Alicia who have, you know, been in the neighborhood. And, you know, if people who have been from the neighborhood for a long time didn't want to be involved, then maybe we should not continue. And we had a lot of really amazing soul-searching conversations, kind of questioning whether we were doing something that had, you know, goodwill and generosity at its core. And I think a big part of what has come out of that has been this performance showcase, and not only broadening the kind of individuals that are involved, but the mediums as well. And it's really turned into, I think, well, hopefully it will be a beautiful and fun event. But I really thank Alicia for taking the lead with organizing those musicians and artists.
If you just tuned in, this is Women's Focus on KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. I'm speaking with artists Aaron Elder and Alicia Lueras Maldonado about the South Valley Studio Tour. It takes place tomorrow, November 10th. In the South Valley of Albuquerque from noon to 5 p.m. It's followed by a performance showcase, and Alicia will be emceeing that and performing. What kind of things will be going on, Alicia?
So I got to work with Hillary and with Mitch on the performance showcase, and so I want to give them credit mm-hmm. as well for filling out the program. But I was super excited because, you know, I have a lot of family that live in the South Valley. I know a lot of artists, particularly spoken word artists and performance artists. And so I immediately thought of my brother-in-law, James Aranda, who's a poet, and a dear friend and neighbor, Priscilla Candelaria, who is also a poet. And so I reached out to them, and they were very happy and excited to do it, to be able to share their work. And then Felix from Felix y los Gatos is an old friend and someone who's also from the South Valley.
I always like seeing them play.
And he's just so amazing. And so I reached out to him and he was like, yeah, for sure. That sounds awesome. And so it was just like, they were all just so eager and excited to be a part of it. And I really enjoy that it will be some different mediums, and we'll also have Circo Solar Olin Xochipilli, which is Aztec dance, and Los de Afuera, which is like a rhythm and blues group that, you know, they sort of a garage band, if you will, or I think they call themselves like a living room band, maybe, because I don't have a garage. So I think it'll be fun. It'll be some.
You're doing performance art.
I'll do some poetry, and I'm emceeing the.
I got roped into
emceeing the showcase, and I'll read some poems as well. I'm an actor, so.
That's great. So the studio tour is from noon to 5, and mm-hmm. you can use the map and go visit various studios, and then you can hang out from 6 to 9 and see the performance showcase.
And it'll be outdoors, and we're planning to have bonfires and kind of a potluck, BYOB, you know, casual outdoor setting. Hopefully the weather will be nice.
Yes.
This is hosted by Mitch Berg.
Yes.
Is this in his house? His studio?
His studio house.
Wow. Okay.
He's got a large piece of land.
That sounds really cool. And so basically it's a self-guided tour. You stop somewhere, you get the map. You can go online and get it. And I'll put all this on KUNM.org.
Yeah, I think there are 19 artists, or there's quite a few stops, so you might have to hustle to see all of them.
Indeed.
But you definitely want to see them all, because it's a really broad, you know, group of people and mediums and points of view. And yeah, we have the addresses, we have a map, we have kind of descriptions of people's work online, so you can kind of plan your choice destinations and maybe check out a few unknowns along the way.
I'm just glancing through these, and the descriptions are really fascinating. So you have Nina Elder, who a lot of folks might know, exploring human impacts on the landscape. Suzanne Sparge from 516 Arts, Julie Reichert with handmade paper and art. You have Harriet Soucy looking at identity as shaped by genetics, language, and place. And Kat Soucy, exploring the traditions of my Pueblo and my love of animals.
Mm-hmm. Those two are a couple, and they sometimes collaborate on work. So it's really fun to kind of get to see each of their individual practices and then kind of how they come together.
It sounds like it's a robust artistic community in the South Valley where people support one another.
Well, I think that there are a lot of artists, a lot of people that live in the South Valley, and I think what's great with the organizing group that brought this together is figuring out how to build those relationships, because I think sometimes we don't know about each other, mm-hmm. and we're siloed, and maybe some of us have access to studios and others don't. I don't have a studio at my home. And so, you know, I'm showing in a friend's studio, but I think, you know, how we learn from each other and build relationships and support each other so that we can continue to support a robust artist community in mm-hmm. the South Valley and make art accessible even to, like, the young folks. I think of my young cousins, and I'm like, I want them to be able to, you know, if they want to practice art, be able to know how to do it, who to meet, how to get engaged, how could they build a studio, how are these things made available mm-hmm. For folks in the community. So I think something like this is a great way to start that. So I think we got a lot of work to do, but it's been fun so far, and mm-hmm. it's a great beginning, I think.
One thing I love about it is that it's not a commercially driven kind of event. It's really, you know, about coming and seeing and meeting the artist and, you know, having a conversation. And because it's artist organized, you know, we're all, you know, pitching in and doing our part with the promotion and the website and hosting meetings. And it's a lot to pull something like this off. So I think it feels really good when it can happen, and it can, you know, maintain some positivity and that people come. It feels really good when it actually happens.
I was driving around the other day putting up posters at various places. So, yeah.
Thank you.
I think to Aaron's point, we're all, like, trying to figure out, you know, what can we do to make sure it's a success and that people come mm-hmm. and see it.
And if you're just wandering around the South Valley on Sunday and you don't have a map and you see a red balloon, that means there's a studio for you to go look at.
Yes. Look for the red balloons. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah, and if you are an artist who lives in the South Valley and you're not involved, we're always looking for people. You know, hopefully this will happen again next year, and we want to, you know, grow the group and grow the, you know, kind of the base for this. So any of us who are involved this year, if you want to get involved, come check it out and meet us, talk to us. It's open to anyone.
Great. Well, I will put all this information on KUNM.org on a post. And did you guys want to add anything else? Did I miss anything?
The South Valley rocks.
There you have it. Thank you, Aaron Elder and Alicia Lueras Maldonado, for coming and talking with us.
Thanks for having us and making the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can find all the details about the South Valley Studio Tour and see pictures of the artwork and biographies of the artists at KUNM.org.